Bring your superpowers to work. Your guide to more clarity, confidence, and control. By Darcy Eichenberg, ACC, founder of RedCapeRevolution.com. Read by the author. Introduction. Remember when you were a kid and you played superhero? You put your red cape around your shoulders and whammo, you could use your powers to change the world. Or maybe just the backyard. And then you grew up and tossed the cape in the back of the closet. You zipped up your school clothes, buttoned up your work clothes, and started walking the path everyone thought you should. And in most cases, that path was, well, just fine. Not superb, not awful, just fine. Suddenly, the world started shifting under your feet. Maybe you got laid off. Maybe you got divorced or stayed single longer. Or someone close to you got sick or died. Maybe you celebrated a birthday that had a big fat zero on the end. Maybe your company evaporated overnight in scandal or was replaced by new innovations. Maybe your job stayed secure, but you found yourself spending more time managing the rumor mill than managing your business. Nothing seemed clear anymore, not even the things you always assumed would be the same. Your confidence became shaky at best, and control, increasingly, an illusion. So you started asking yourself some questions, big questions, hard questions, like, how did I get here? And is this all there is? At first, the questions sound like static on the radio, but eventually they tune in, softly, so soft that the buzz of your BlackBerry can still drown them out. Weeks pass, and they've grown a little louder, a little bolder, a little more urgent. Finally, the questions start shouting inside your brain. They're demanding an answer from you right now. What should you do? The answer is to put your red cape back on. The answer is to regain the clarity, rebuild the confidence, and take back the control you need to be and feel successful in the new world of work. The answer is to join the Red Cape Revolution and start bringing your superpowers to work. Part 1. Welcome to the Red Cape Revolution. Have you ever known someone, maybe a colleague, a friend, or even yourself, who felt stuck in his work, trapped, maybe even frustrated? Even though to the outside world it looked like he was very successful, like everything was going great? Have you ever heard someone wish she could just wave a magic wand, take a giant leap, make a bold change, but then tell herself she can't possibly do it because it'd be too risky, too expensive, or too overwhelming? And have you ever stood by and watched this person stay stuck? Day after day, month after month, year after year. I know that person. In fact, I was that person. And I found out the hard way that it sucks for air to be that person. Sorry to be so blunt, but if you're this person right now, I want you to know that you don't have to stay that way. I didn't. In fact, now, after lots of dedicated work, wise advice, and big leaps of faith, I have the good fortune to coach and teach people, people like you, your colleagues and friends, the practical, simple, yet powerful ways I discovered to revolutionize your work and career without screwing up everything in your life. It's my privilege to welcome you to the Red Cape Revolution, where we bring our superpowers to work for ourselves, our companies, our communities, and our world. Why we're here. After going through the shock of radical fast change in recent years, the world of work has been shifting, not just rumbling, but dramatically changing shape and form right under our feet. Just like with any other seismic activity, a tremor here causes craters over there. And so the rumbles of change have dug craters in our attitudes about work. Those craters have echoed in now everyday conversations like these. Keep your head down and don't make waves, advises your colleague. Go along to get along, says your spouse. Be thankful you have a job, says your mother. All these tidbits of well-meaning advice have one thing in common. They're based on fear. Fear of losing a job, an income, a reputation, control. Fear of the unknown, of the next tremor. Fear that maybe next time the earth shakes, we won't be left standing. Fear is likely one reason why you're holding this book in your hands right now. You long for an antidote to fear, a way back to a normal that you know doesn't exist. We can't give in to fear. When we do, we're playing possum, staying still, taking the passive route. And passive behavior creates nothing. No innovation, no creativity, no new income, no operational breakthroughs, no satisfaction, no enjoyment, no fulfillment, no love. Do you really want to work like that? Maybe you're not sure there's any other way. My goal here is to show you that there is. I want to prove to you that you can stand in the three-way intersection of a successful career, a successful life, and a successful organization without getting run over in the process. Now that's revolutionary. I also want to show you why it's so important and why you can't wait one more day to get started. I want you to know why it matters. Why it matters. You're a smart person, and you probably recognize that it's not quite right for you to fritter away your time, energy, money, and talent too much. But maybe you aren't sure exactly why. Maybe you think it has something to do with profit or productivity. Nope. It actually has to do with another P word, problems. Yes, there are a lot of problems in our world. Maybe in your company they call them challenges or opportunities. Let's just face it, a bunch of things are broken. Each of us is witness to these problems all the time, big and small. Across the desk, across the street, across the ocean, these problems can feel huge, overwhelming, and out of our reach. They make us worry, lose sleep, and in some situations, even make us physically sick. Yes, I see the problems, but at the same time, I see the solution. In my work as a leadership and workplace coach and speaker, I have the great joy to be invited into rooms, conference rooms, offices, auditoriums, church basements, banquet halls, break rooms, theaters, you name it. And there are people in these rooms. If you picked up this book, maybe you've been one of them. It's my honor to be there and talk to these people, teach a little and listen a lot. In these rooms, I learn about the great things people are doing every single day in their work lives, even if they're not convinced these things are so great. I see sparks of new ideas flickering. I watch the energy coursing through their veins when a possibility gets them excited. I feel the passion and motivation loaded within their hands, heads, and hearts. They're ready to burst, but they don't, and our problems go on. Holding us back, the three little lies. So why doesn't every drop of that talent, skill, ability, passion, innovation, creativity, smarts, energy, etc., things I call your superpowers, which you'll read more about in part two, constantly explode across all of our problems, shredding our troubles to pieces or at least to more manageable sizes? Why does so much of that good, valuable, in-demand stuff seem to stay locked up? I wasn't sure. I knew what had happened to me, how I got stuck, and what it took to get me moving in the right direction, but I thought, well, perhaps that's just me. I saw what happened to my clients and wondered, well, perhaps that's just them. Then I started doing additional research and asking deeper questions of people who had broken through, people who were solving problems in new and different ways. Mostly, though, I kept doing my coaching, speaking, and teaching work, showing up in those rooms and paying close attention. Over time, I heard what was holding people back. I discovered that these amazing people tell themselves three little lies that keep them standing still, keeping their gifts and assets tight in their grasp, rather than flinging them more broadly into the world. The three little lies are, it will be too hard. I'm too busy. I'm too lazy to make the effort. Sound familiar? Do you tell yourself it'll be too hard, even though you know you're perfectly capable of hard work? Are you in the too busy camp, yet let pockets of time escape to complaining, internet surfing, or reality TV? And don't tell me you're lazy. I see what you do each and every day to keep up with your current life. Now, I don't think you mean to lie to yourself. Maybe you've just listened to others who have accepted these lies as fact for too long. Or maybe you believe these lies because you've seen no proof to the contrary. Whew, it's a good thing you're reading this book then. You'll get your proof and hopefully become someone else's proof someday soon. So let's look at what it takes to break through these lies and start bringing your superpowers to work. Moving us forward, the three keys. Lies exposed, I started looking for ways to unlock the superpowers I've witnessed in those many rooms. I wanted to know the secrets that everyday professionals like you and me could use without changing every single thing in our lives. I found these three keys: clarity, confidence, and control. They seem so simple on the surface, right? Well, if clarity, confidence, and control were simple to have and use, I think more of us would be using them already. But instead, I found many of us fall into one or more of the following categories. We lack clarity about our superpowers and what we want to do with them, doubting what makes us unique, special, and amazing. We lack confidence, waiting for external permission and validation from someone, somewhere, instead of granting it to ourselves. And we assume we have no control, when in reality, we control everything we do, say, and think, and that's a lot. Let's take a closer look at these three keys of clarity, confidence, and control, because they're at the heart of wearing your red cape and bringing your superpowers to work. Why clarity? Knowing and really owning your superpowers is like knowing your name. You identify with it, are proud of it, and don't hesitate to use it. When you get crystal clear about the unique and special forces within you, you can make better choices about where you invest your most valuable resources, your time, energy, money, emotion, and attention. When you have clarity, it's so much simpler to say yes to some investments and no to others, even at work. Plus, there's an extra added bonus. No becomes a more acceptable answer, and saying no can be guilt-free. When you get clear about your superpowers, you also clear away the things that don't matter, things you know are not your problems to solve, your mountains to climb, your projects to lead, your challenges to tackle. You get to say no to many things with ease because you are ultra clear about who you are and what's most important for you to do and contribute. When you claim your superpowers, you suddenly explode with a realm of possibilities that weren't there before. The old line, nature abhors a vacuum, is true here. When you get clear about and eliminate what doesn't matter, you create space for new opportunities and ideas to erupt. Why confidence? Ah, the elusive seed. Why is it that everyone admires confidence and wants more of it, but no one ever seems to get enough of it? By definition, confidence is trust, a state of being certain. Well, it's no wonder we're in a confidence deficit today. We live in a state where nothing seems certain. In a generation where bank has become a four-letter word, we can all use a good hit of confidence. Knowing your superpowers brings you confidence. Understanding the difference you make, or the effect you have, or the change you create, all of those results generate an internal knowing. The confidence you long for. You know how to talk about what's unique and special about you, how to use those superpowers, and how to see the difference you can make at your workplace, in your community, and even in the world. The beautiful part is that others long to be confident in us too, and are naturally attracted to the secure, heads-up individual. They see your high confidence quotient, and it makes them more confident in you, which in turn increases your own confidence even more. What a deal! When you use your superpowers as a baseline for all you do, your confidence shines through. Why control? Many things that keep us up at night, illness, financial devastation, natural disasters, terrorism, speak to our inherent need to want some level of control over our lives. We're not really afraid of the potential accident. We're afraid the accident will take away our control over our body, mind, or other abilities. We fear what we can't control. In fact, in Daniel Pink's powerful book, Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us, he cites significant behavioral research proving that the need for autonomy, or the ability to have choice and control over our own lives, is one of the main elements that motivates human behavior. The truth is that all you can control is what you choose to do, say, and think. Say that with me. All I can control is what I choose to do, say, and think. That's it. So discovering your superpowers and getting that clarity and confidence in place targets the things you're doing, saying, and thinking even further. And in the workplace, when we're doing, saying, and thinking the things that are in line with our unique superpowers, that are red cape ready, we have the best chance we can of creating and holding on to control of any situation we encounter. We make the right choices for us, not choices based on what others say. We do work we care about and stop doing what we don't. We know when we've gotten ourselves out of control and know how to get back on track. Do you have these three keys of clarity, confidence, and control already rattling around in your briefcase? If not, would you like to? I'm betting yes.